Welcome to Bite That Bible with Every Nation NYC. We are here to help you get more out of that Bible. My name's Elsa, this is Dathan, and today's question is God into child sacrifice?
Whoa!
We're going there. Now, for some context, we are talking about Abraham. As a church, we are reading chronologically through the Bible. You can get the Bible plan in the notes. We are at Abraham. And we get to this point where we're like, whoa, is God okay with child sacrifice? Is he into child sacrifice?
Yeah.
Help.
So what happens there?
You tell me what happens there.
All right. So God has promised Abraham a son. He finally, after 25 years, delivers on the promise. Abraham has a son. And it's a good number of years after that.
Yeah.
He's a young man. And God calls Abraham to sacrifice Isaac.
Okay. And so what happens? Tell us what happens in the story.
Abraham obeys. He travels for 3 days. He goes up this mountain with Isaac. Isaac carries the wood for the fire up the mountain. And actually, before they set off, Abraham has some servants there that had helped them get to that point. Abraham tells them, the child and I, we're going to go up the mountain and we're going to sacrifice and then we're going to come back to you. They go up the mountain and God stops them in the act of sacrificing
Isaac. Like tying his son to like a...
He's tied to the altar. It's a pretty gruesome scene.
No, nice.
And God stops him, says there's a ram and Abraham takes the ram that's caught in the thicket and sacrifices the ram on the altar.
Man. Okay, so 2 seconds. Before we get into like, is going into child sacrifice, well, why are they sacrificing anything?
Yes. So, sacrifice is a huge theme through all of Scripture. But this is like, it's not the first time that we see it, but it's one of the first times. It's definitely the biggest moment that sacrifice gets in the Bible up until this point. Noah sacrificed before him. Cain and Abel brought offerings to the Lord. Presumably Abel sacrificed animals early on. So it's something that's been happening. But more than that, it's also something that people would do to their God. It's not just the God. It's not just the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that sacrifices all sorts of gods, pagan gods at the time. People would sacrifice to them to keep them happy, keep them on side. Mm. And you never really knew where you stood with these gods.
Yeah.
Would they send the rain? Would they send the harvest?
So you're kind of trying to bribe them.
All the time.
To get good stuff.
And so, and maybe you did yesterday, you know, maybe your 3-goat sacrifice was good enough and you had children or you had prosperity, but now how do you thank them?
Oh, you have to do it again. It just escalates.
What if your thank offering is not good enough for the coming harvest? And so there was this constant like arms race for sacrifice.
Oh man!
And so where it inevitably goes is you start sacrificing your most valuable stuff for your supposed prosperity and longevity.
So you're saying that child sacrifice was.
It was a thing.
A thing.
And it's a thing all the way through the Old Testament. And God abhors it. God hates it and stands against it. Whenever people encounter cultures that were doing that, he's not about it. And he does not want his people later on to mix with those people. So what's this moment about?
Well, yeah. What is it about?
This moment is about God saying, I am absolutely not for child sacrifice.
So you're saying like it's there to say, hey, these other gods, they do that, not this one. Mm-hmm. Like you can know that I am not that God. You can like rely on that.
I'm going to provide. So think about how backwards this is. Think about how amazingly upside down this is. Typically, you're supposed to bring the sacrifice.
Yeah.
And here, God brings the sacrifice. God says, I'm going to provide the sacrifice that you need to keep me happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna bring the whole thing. Now, Abraham does respond in faith, which is pretty wild. And he goes there in his heart. But we get some clues along the way that Abraham was in on the whole scheme the whole time.
So you think that Abraham knew that God wasn't going to ask him to do it. He knew that God was good.
He knew that God was good, and he knew that God was going to provide a way out of this. Later in Hebrews,
or he had faith that he would.
Later in Hebrews, it says that he believed that even if he had to go through with it, that God would resurrect his son.
Oh.
But we also, so we get some context clues for that in Genesis, though.
Mm-hmm.
He says to his servants before they start heading up, he says to his servants, we are going to go sacrifice and we're going to come back to you.
So it's like a joint effort and we're coming back.
We're coming back to you. Abraham had it settled in his heart. We're going as two. One of us might get lost along the way, but we're coming back as two. And then his son goes, Father, I see the wood. He knows what's up,
mm-hmm.
but where's the lamb? And Abraham says to him, God will provide the lamb. And this is the, like on their journey up the mountain.
So he's just waiting for God to like show up.
He's waiting. He's like, all right, God, I'm going to go as far as you take me. But I'm waiting. I know I'm returning with my son, and I know you're going to provide the lamb. And God does. Funny enough, he doesn't provide the lamb. He provides a ram.
Oh, why is that?
Just
for clarity, male sheep?
Male goat, male sheep.
Male goat.
Something.
Clearly, we are very up on our farming.
Well, I think the language, I think it could be either a male goat or a male sheep, but it's not this child lamb. And so it's a tension point in the story. It's supposed to end on that minor key. It's like, okay, it's unresolved, right?
Because it's not the perfect sacrifice. Like, God, would you want it to be a lamb? Is that why it's a minor key?
God, Abraham expected a lamb. He believes that God would expect a lamb.
But he got a ram.
But he got a ram.
You have to have some intricate farming knowledge to get this. Okay, good.
So it ends unresolved. Where's the lamb? When is God going to provide the lamb? Well, it points all the way out to Jesus, when God provides the perfect spotless lamb and the most valuable sacrifice. God again provides the sacrifice that we need to cover our sin, to make atonement for where we placed other things as more valuable than him, to demonstrate that, God, you are the most valuable thing in my life. God says, I'm going to provide all of that for you in Jesus Christ.
So, in conclusion, is God into child sacrifice?
He is absolutely not into child sacrifice.
Oh, phew. That was close. That was Obey That Bible with Every Nation at NYC. We can actually answer that God was not into child sacrifice. Thank goodness for that. Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Every Nation NYC. Or if you're looking for a church in New York City, go to everynationnyc.org and you'll find all the information you need to come and visit us there. We'll see you there. Bye.